Zoe stopped grabbing boxes inside the moving truck, put her elbows on a stack, and rested her chin on her hands. Flatly, she said, "Gee, Mom, tell me the story about the night I was born. I'll start you off. It was 8 o'clock and the double-length pre-finale episode of Wicked Wives had just started on TV." "You've heard this story before?" I batted my eyelashes innocently. She smirked and continued the tale. "You were on the internet, live blogging your reactions to the episode as it aired and adding in color commentary about your labor pains. At first, you were joking, but then you started having real contractions. Your fans were arguing about whether you should go to the hospital or fill a kiddie pool with water and go for it at home with your webcams running." "Don't stop now," I said. "This is where it gets fun. My webcam broadcast went viral as the contractions got closer together." Zoe's grin suddenly disappeared. She stared over my head at something or someone behind me. A man with a rich, deep voice said,
"You're Zara the cam girl?"
I turned around slowly. "I'm just Zara now. My cam girl days are over."
"Chet 21,
the man said. He had eyes. A body would have been holding everything up, probably. All I saw was eyes, the greenest of green, with glints of silver and gold. "You have the nicest eyes," I said. "Who are you?" He took my compliment in stride, as though he had heard women gushing over his good looks all the time.
"I'm Chet Moore. I live next door to you in the blue house with the goat on the roof. Chet 21 was my internet alias back in the day. I'm sure you don't remember me. You had hundreds of regulars who'd post on your blog."
Chet 21. It sounded vaguely familiar. I had a cardboard box in my arm, so I jabbed my chin over my shoulder in the direction of Zoe. "That charming redhead is not my sister," I said. "She's my daughter. She says whenever I meet a cute guy, I always pass her off as my younger sister. But it's not true. I hardly ever do that. Besides, if you followed my blog, you saw me go into labor with her, so you'd never believe me anyway." He grinned. He had teeth. Eyes and also teeth, just like a human being. Wow. This guy's looks were making me stupid. What was this crushing sensation I felt in my chest? Was this why people called it a crush? My pulse was racing. My mouth went dry. I couldn't stop staring at the tall, dark-haired man. I'd never laid eyes on him before. And yet, he was familiar. Underneath my rising temperature and tingling nerves, there was a sense of comfort, of safety. We weren't just meeting today. We were reuniting, together again after a painful absence.